All right, we're just going to hop the hell into it. What's going on, fuckers? Trigger warning, social justice for adults. Hardcore programming, winecellarmedia.com. Thanks to the folks at the patreon.com/winecellarmedia fund and paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Again, trigger warning for everything. All right, let's get down to the shit. And Fallon Matthews submitted a story, but then there's things going on, right? This stuff. Ooh, man, that says Monday. It's fucking Saturday. How far down did I go? There we go. So this is what you had up for Thursday: that a Trump appointee resigns after a slew of racist rants come to light, and a snake lover, no doubt killed by pet python named Tiny, coroner says.
Yeah.
India security tight ahead of a film release. And Oprah, or as Rush Limbaugh would say, the Oprah, is not interested in a political bid.
Yes.
Migrants beaten and burned for ransom. New York Police Department cop allegedly robbed a stranger at gunpoint and arrested him on fake charges. I was trying to record a segment on that one yesterday when I realized that a lot of the popping was coming from Phoenix Kalita's microphone not having a popper stopper or a cover, because it's a brand ass new microphone. So like mine has fucking 14 years on it. You know, it's got a little wear and tear, and like I have to get close to it, really talk into it. Phoenix Kalita's is fucking brand ass new.
Yeah.
And like, she fucking sneezes near that thing, and it's like, you know, it's, I'm pah, pah, pah. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Something about the letter P and microphones. You think what a remote control car on fucking Mars, they'd have been able to get this shit together with microphones and the letter P by now. Shit's ridiculous. A Texas cop arrested for soliciting a undercover cop for $60 worth of sex. Work. Labor. Rights, motherfucker.
Yes.
Thamesford man. That place sounds Thamesford. I can't afford to live there. A Thamesford man is charged after attack on a sex worker. Internet making sex work safer, a report finds. An AutoZone worker said a customer unleashed a racist tirade and I got fired. In Vancouver, an aquarium bows to pressure to ban whales and dolphins. Yeah, intelligent fucking mammals. They don't talk English, but they fucking talk to each other in Dolphinian, or whatever the fuck.
Dolphinian.
Yeah, they speak that quite well. As 11 billion pieces of plastic are riddling the corals with disease. Remember, aren't the coral reefs like fucking organisms?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think coral is actually a living thing. And then, of course, there's stuff that lives on the coral. And then there's, like, all the, you know, fish and whatever that live, like, in the coral.
Shit.
Because the coral is, like it's got, you know, like, spaces in it and holes in it and shit like that. And there's, like, different organisms and fish and creatures that live in those spaces in the coral.
So it's just inherent. It's just organic, even if it's not an organism.
Yeah.
So I haven't read about coral ever since I fucking had to in, like, fucking grade 4 science.
Well, you know what? I think that a lot of people, if you just, like, go back to Finding Nemo, will get it, right? Because they lived in a coral reef. So, like, everything you saw, you know, around Nemo in his little neighborhood, the anemones and the fish and the that was all part of the coral reef because they all lived there. That was their neighborhood, and that was how it was framed. So, you know, I'm going to pull on your heartstrings with the nostalgia by referencing a Disney movie, and two, it kind of did actually a good job of explaining how coral reefs exist.
Huh. And isn't that down there by Australia where the fucking, where the coral's like fucking dying from climate change?
Yeah, it's dying. It's like turning white and everything's dying on it. That is the Great Barrier Reef, which I think is the largest, like, wall of coral in the world.
And I'm wondering how that being dead is going to affect the planet. Because, like, that's, so basically something huge just died that was a part of the planet.
Well, it's dying.
Dying.
Yeah, like, it's kind of, it's going down. You know, it's gradually creeping across the reef.
It's that grandparent in the guest room, and it kind of smells funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Although, you know, I mean, hopeful and cynical at the same time, if I may, that one of the biggest draws to Australia is tourism. And the reason people fucking go there is to see the Great Barrier Reef. So hopefully, if enough of it dies, maybe we'll do something about climate change, because it's going to fuck up Australia's economy. And until economies start, you know, suffering, we don't give a fuck about climate change. So maybe...
You can keep the tourism. You just have to change the marketing. Ready?
Oh, no.
Fucking, you aim it at right-wingers. It all stripes of right-winger, right? From your typical Republican fucko to neoconservative to which are kind of dying out and these kind of new libertarian types popping up, these men's rights activist types, these Richard Spencer-esque types, and promoted as come see the reef dying because SJWs want it alive, come help us finish killing it.
You know what? They would actually do that.
Yeah, you know, not those exact words. You know, get some marketing strategist in there that can do a better job of phrasing than I can. And you can make that out. You can keep your tourism alive, because fucking, hey, I'm still pro-working class and people need their fucking jabs.
I can't imagine that enough right-wingers who would buy into that could afford to just go to Australia, though.
Damn.
Because I think, I mean, who are... Yeah, there's obviously the executives who are fucking up the planet for personal profit, but aren't most of the anti, you know, climate change people, like, poor Christians, like those Rust Belt people who voted for Trump because he was going to bring coal back?
I mean, at this point, people that make less than us, and we poor Negroes. We are.
So, like, I'm not sure, even though that is a good marketing strategy, I'm not sure how many of them could actually afford to just fucking fly to Australia. You have to get a passport.
Oh, fuck.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I gotta go back and find the article. You need to check your local airport and your state laws. Apparently, your state ID or license is not necessarily a valid ID if you're going to get a passport or take a airplane flight. You might need another form of ID, depending what state you're in.
Like birth certificate?
Yeah, because I guess, I think it was like 5 or 6 states, the federal government thinks that the state restrictions are too lax to get an ID, so they don't consider it a real form of ID. So if you want to get on a plane, you have to have another form of ID. Because somebody was tweeting about that. They got detained for like 6 hours at an airport. I think they were from, I think, New Hampshire, trying to fly to like Texas or something. Yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah. I'll look for that story. That's just one of those, like, for your information to make your life easier stories.
And shout out to the motherfuckers over at Redneck Revolt.
Yes.
Like, the couple at the head of that. Them niggas is like the white us. Like, yeah, they're fucking working like they're, I'm guessing, reluctantly patriarchal, because sometimes you just fucking have to be, because male privilege will get a bigger check.
Yeah.
and able, I don't know about if ableism hits her, but like fucking ableism hits you. Cause like if like the disability didn't hit hard with Phoenix Collier's education and experience, she could go be the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Easy. Way the fuck more than me. Like, what, your fucking last gig, you were, what, like, 18-something an hour?
Yep.
And that was years ago.
Yep.
Like, what would you be getting now? Like, yeah, like, Phoenix would be in the fucking 20s. Yeah.
We would be middle class, and you would be staying home.
Oh, yeah, chores would be fucking done. Shit would be crispy, man. Shit would be crispy. I'm a chore-doing motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Welcome to the fucking ableism, fucko.
Woo!
Local people tackle a tackle tide of beach plastic in Mumbai, and Fallon Matthews submitted a Jewish student brutally murdered by white supremacist classmate, because he follows the Richard Spencer rule that Jews are not white, Jews are Jews.
Jews are Jews.
Right?
Yeah, and I think with that story too, he belongs to an entire group that the FBI declined to investigate because they were looking for black identity extremists.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, like, they apparently have, like, meetings where they just go fucking hang out in the desert in Texas and, like, train with each other and, you know, like, just learn how to fuck shit up and do, like, little militia weapons training. But obviously not a problem, not a threat at all.
Yep, figure it out. All right. And this morning, fuckos, it's Saturday, January 28th, 2018.
Yes.
Fucking, I get up and I'm just like, you know, I'm like, I said Saturday, fucking Sunday. I get up and you know how it is, man. Fucking, I've got one day off a week. I'm going to start it fucking early and use the whole day. And so I've got my mimosa ingredients ready. Got a little steakerino, some chuck that was on sale. Cook that shit. And I'm like, what's on the old Hulu there? The Hulu subscription service. I'm like, fuck, Zoolander 2. I'm ready to be amused. You know, I like my goofy, raunchy shit. You know, it was tacky as it should be. And all the actors were over the top as they should be. And I was like, all right. And it ended. And as it was ending, I had my last mimosa. And I was like, I don't have any more. I'm done. And I was like, let me just scroll Hulu a little bit more. Who knows? And they fucking have But I'm a Cheerleader from the late 90s. They have that movie with RuPaul Charles is in there at his least thin. That's a slim guy. But in that movie, RuPaul Charles was beefed up a little bit. And man, no mimosas left and fucking But I'm a Cheerleader. And I was like, ah, goddamn it. I watched it anyway. All right, let's get down to the shit. Get down to the goddamn shit.
Oh, I just found something.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, killer cop Robert Rialmo has a GoFundMe page to raise legal fees for 2 counts of battery and a theft charge from a bar fight. Sweet. All right. That's a Chicago cop, by the way.
What's this fucking thug lifestyle?
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. Yeah.
I don't get into fights. I'm old.
Well, he's a Chicago cop. That's just part of the job, really.
He's a violent person.
Yeah, like inherently violent. I mean, that is literally... I mean, when you think about it, like, literally your job is to walk around with a club and a gun and terrorize people. Like, that's what you get hired to do.
They're, like, yeah, see, stop calling Richard Spencer's friends literal Nazis when cops exist. We've had literal Nazis on the ground for quite some time here. Literal Nazis.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so apparently he shot and killed 2 people... Hey. Oh, that's why I know his name. He's the one who killed Quintonio LeGreer, who was like a young black man,
teenager.
I know, right? Who was having some sort of like mental crisis episode, and his neighbor called police. That was like I think she was like a grandmother. She was like in her 50s or 60s.
A screwdriver?
I don't even remember if he had anything at all. But so she calls the police, and the cop kills both of them.
Oh, is that the one where they had to go upstairs in a building?
No.
Damn, there's so many.
That was New York. Yeah, so she calls police for help because this young man is having some sort of mental breakdown, and the cop shows up and kills both of them. And he was on desk duty for that, and apparently he just got into a bar fight, and now he's raising legal fees for his bar fight because he beat up somebody. If only we could have known he had violent tendencies after he murdered 2 civilians.
What? They were Negroes. That was a dangerous old woman.
Yes.
You saw how much melanin she had? She can hurt you with that.
He had a baseball bat. The teenager had a baseball bat.
Yeah, guns are no match for baseball bats.
However, the reports found no evidence that the teenager swung the bat at Rialmo, and witness's statements and evidence indicates that the teenager was further away from Rialmo, the killer cop, than Rialmo originally claimed. Oh, if only we could have known that would happen.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
That's good cops. Hashtag good cops. We can share these stories. Hashtag good motherfucker cops.
Yes.
God damn it. So what the hell is going on? Another good cop. This is the one that I was trying to fucking get into yesterday. Because, Jesus Christ. All right. So we're going on this, coming off of the New York Post article put up by Georgette Roberts and Emily Soule. And so a New York Police Department officer held a stranger at gunpoint using his service revolver, oxymoron if you will, and then pistol whipped the victim, firing a shot taking his pants and robbing his mark before he had him arrested on bogus charges, prosecutors said Wednesday. Okay, again. Held him up at gunpoint, so just terrorizing, and then used his oxymoronic service revolver, and then beat him with the gun. Guns are heavy, folks.
Yeah.
Beat him with the fucking gun, fired a shot, further terrorizing, took his pants, so disrobed a person in public, which is some rapist-ass shit, like, put just throw a sexual assault charge on top of it.
Yep.
Took his pants, and then took his money out of his pants, I'm guessing, because that's typically where you keep your money. And then, I'm guessing, left with the pants, because as this story continues, so it says, disgraced cop, no such thing as a disgraced cop. The only way you can be a disgraced cop is if you arrest a cop. More on that later. Disgraced cop Anthony De La Cruz initially claimed that he was held up at gunpoint by five men while off duty outside a Bushwick nightclub on May 2016 before exchanging fire. This is said by the Brooklyn prosecutor. Mr. De La Cruz told responding officers he exchanged gunfire with the thieves before they stole his gold chain, Rolex watch, and gold ring. That's a nice salary. And remember, it's the Negroes that are materialistic and obsessed with watches and chains.
But see, now I would be curious to know, of course he could afford one based on a New York cop salary, which I think is like an average of 100 grand a year. But I would be more interested to know, if he just goes out robbing people and pulling guns on people, did he even buy the Rolex and the gold chain? Or is that just some shit he snatched from somebody else?
And then with all the shit he's snatching, I mean, can we estimate and add that into his income?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a quarter million a year.
Right?
Motherfucker.
Probably.
Imagine how many fucking drug dealers he robs.
Drug dealers? And then he probably just steals shit straight out of evidence, too. Like this kind of guy.
Yeah, rob sex workers, everybody. Yeah. Fuck it. This is a fucking scumbag. All right, here we go.
He's just earning stripes for the set, man.
Damn, he is. He fucking is. So, Mr. De La Cruz told him about gold ring. The now suspended officer then gestured to a nearby group alleging they'd been involved, and all the men were arrested. And they never put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Now, yet his story began to unravel when surveillance footage showed the men weren't involved in any robbery, and instead revealed Mr. De La Cruz pointing his department-issued gun at Justin Eiley. Excuse me. He then ordered Justin Eiley to disrobe, took his cash and cellularized telephone, and smacked him across the face with his service weapon, authorities said. A casing that matched the cop's gun was later found, and the muzzle tested positive for Justin Eiley's DNA, according to prosecutors. Now, more footage allegedly shows Mr. De La Cruz and an accomplice fleeing the scene, carrying clothes and shoes, and a man wearing only underwear and a t-shirt. I got my t-shirt and my boxers on, wandering back into frame.
When did this happen?
May in 2016.
Okay, because I was, like, wondering, like, what the weather was like. Because that, like, I mean, aside from the fact that it's just, like, sexually abusive and an asshole thing to take somebody's clothes, if it's, like, cold or raining or some shit, like, that's extra fucked up.
Yeah, right before June.
Oof.
So it's basically long-sleeve optional weather, right?
Yeah, long-sleeve optional. But, I mean...
Well, not an option for him anymore.
Yeah.
It was an option until the cops showed up. Good cops.
Good cops.
To fucking, And this is a quote from the Brooklyn District Attorney, Eric Gonzalez. He said, "This defendant's alleged brazen and criminal behavior was in direct contradiction to the oath he took to protect and serve. He then allegedly made a deplorable situation worse by falsely accusing multiple individuals of robbing him. end quote, spot on impression. That's exactly how he sounds.
Nobody sounds like that.
And the cops are still looking for the known accomplice.
Yeah.
How the fuck is they known and you looking for him?
Well, just because they have him on frame, so they know there was an accomplice.
No, I was like, you, what's his name, nigga? Shit. The known accomplice, nigga. Find him on Facebook, nigga. He probably bragging about it. He just put up pictures of his new Nike Air Jordan shoes.
Right. Which also, that's the, what the fuck you gonna do with somebody's clothes? What are you gonna like go sell them at Plato's Closet? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Probably. That'd be interesting, because, like, with Plato's Closet, you do have to, like, fucking, because they put you on consignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they should actually look into that and look with consignment resale shops and see if he has shit on there.
I just, that seems like a lot of work for somebody who already makes $100,000 a year at a minimum.
Ah, damn, like, I should be a detective. That's a good idea.
Yeah, pawn shops, consignment shops, shit.
Yeah, because with pawn shops, you got to use your social security number.
Allegedly.
It could be one he took out of someone's mailbox.
Or whoever, you know, whoever he just got done stealing from.
Oh, fuck. He has all their shit. Damn. Fuck it. He has other people's names and everything.
Could you imagine that shit going to the DMV? Be like, excuse me, I need to get my license replaced because a cop robbed me and took it.
Fucking. Oh, damn. The website that this is, this next one is from. They have a part called A Few Bad Apples, and I'm sure those are nothing but good cop stories. And it's that Photography Is Not a Crime website, which I wouldn't be surprised if it's just, oh, because think it says Photography Is Not a Crime. Like, I wonder if for them that stretches beyond cops and to women in skirts.
Oh, yeah, I have a feeling this is like a libertarian page.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know, but.
Yeah, I never trust them. So, going down to Texas.
Yeah, have you noticed a lot and more and more and more of these hashtag good cop stories are involving Latino names?
Yep. And when I look at them, like, yeah, I can see the part where there's, like, indigenous blood mixed in, but I'm just looking at a white person.
Right, that's, and I think that's things people like, oh, Latino means brown and from Mexico. Like, there's hella white Latinos, and there's hella lighter brown Latinos who really, really want to be white.
Yeah.
Like, Latino is not a race.
Yeah, like, my last job, like, a woman from Puerto Rico, like, she took speech lessons to lose her accent. And she got her, she got, like, whatever, like, Invisalign braces or some shit mm-hmm. to get rid of her gap.
Mm-hmm.
And she went full Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of Latinos, and that's something that's not really talked about a lot, but a lot of Latinos do that. Like, they just really want that white privilege, you know? I mean, fucking Marco Rubio. Like, that's a white man.
Yeah, he's a little brown, though. And, like, and that one sticks with me. Like, I don't like that nigga Trump, but nicknaming him Little Marco, that's there forever. He will never not be Little Marco.
Or fucking Ted Cruz and shit. Like,
oh, Ted Cruz, man.
Some white niggas. They white, man. But that's the thing, too, is, like, eventually, when they start staying out of the sun and they're just a little bit brown, you just fucking talk, I'm Italian. I'm Greek.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna be the next fucking stuff. Wait and see.
And it's legal to change your name. They can start changing their names and have kids with a new name.
Yep.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, they're the Smiths.
Yeah.
And all that people of color solidarity, that went somewhere. It's gone.
We never went somewhere. It had to be here to go somewhere. What the fuck?
It is here. It's here every 4 years.
Allegedly.
Fucking, now we're down in Texas, and search warrants released on Tuesday shed light on new details of Waco, Texas.
Woo!
That place, that name has a ring to it. Sounds familiar.
It brings back some memories.
God damn. Think about how few stories come out of there. It's like that town has been trying to be as normal as possible after that shit. Like, no, we don't want any, don't nope. link us with That's Florida, nothing. Ohio. We're not like any of that, or the rest of Texas. All right, so Waco, great, I like it.
I wonder if people even know anymore. Like, the young kids, do they even know? Oh, like, the teenagers and shit?
I think I have the screenshot, because I want to put it on our WineCellarMedia.com Facebook page, where someone on Twitter was like, ah, man, I wish there was just like something where like you could have a social media page, but as soon as people click on it, your favorite song starts playing, so they know that about you. And then someone like quote tweeted it, and they're like, we finally have a new age of people coming up that don't know MySpace existed.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know.
MySpace would make you think your computer was slow before it was. People had so much shit on there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Does anybody even still use MySpace?
Fuck, I log into mine every once in a while and just look at it and then log out. I just look at it. I'm just like, damn, that's there.
That's what we should do. We should all go back to, fuck Facebook, we should all go back to MySpace.
Right? I never got banned from fucking MySpace.
I never got banned from MySpace, and I was a little fucking rowdy on MySpace.
Right? That nigga Tom was cool. Shit.
Yeah.
That nigga Tom.
Yeah, fuck suck.
Yeah. Mark. He's a Mark-ass nigga. Shit. I'm gonna hang with the white Uncle Tom and not the fucking Mark. Mark Zucks. He Zucks ass. Fucking search warrants released on Tuesday shed light on new details of Waco, Texas. Police officer, ooh, this name hurts. Willie Lopez.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How are you a Hispanic coon? It sounds like a coon ass name. It does.
Well, I mean, he did become a cop after all.
Like, do you buck dance in a sombrero? I need to know this.
Probably.
I'm gonna believe that.
Like, his coworkers probably call him Taco when he thinks it's funny.
Oh, you fucking coon. Willie? All right, Willie. You might as well just call him Boy. Like, that's why I don't let people call me Willie or Will off scratch. Soon as I hear it, nope, I'm William. And I don't even like say a whole sentence. Like when someone just says, "Hey, Will," and then they say some other shit, I'm just like, "William," and yeah, let's check that out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I just like correct that off scratch, man. I like Willie and Will sound like Boy to me.
I mean, with the amount of bitching they do about immigration in Texas, to be Latino yourself and then be a cop, like, I have suspicions about you from the start. Like, before I knew your name was Willie, I assumed you were a fucking Malinche.
Oh, which is a Hispanic for coon. So Willie Lope. Damn, nigga, we do whole segments based off half a sentence. That's a regular thing on this program. We didn't get to the period yet. We just got past the fucking comma. Right, so we're in Waco. His name is Willie Lopez, and search warrants were released on his arrest on a prostitution charge last week. Additionally, the search warrant details an allegation that Willie Lopez had previously recorded a woman cops know to be a prostitute having sex with him.
It's legal to record sex workers engaging in various sex acts so they can be used as evidence later. I'm sure nobody's going home and jacking off to them, obviously.
Evidence on porn website.com, Hub.
Yep.
Pornhub, X-Hamster.
I oftentimes wonder about that. Like, how many of the uploaded amateur videos are actually police footage that they took and they just, shit. Like... Because you can monetize that shit. Like, you can make an account on Pornhub and just keep posting your own shit, and eventually it'll monetize if it gets enough clicks on it.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put pictures of myself, like, fucking, just, you know, like, putting syrup on my chest. There's a market for that. Somebody's into that. Record myself podcasting naked. There's somebody that's like that. They're like, yeah, nudist leftism. I'm with it. I'm with it. Yeah.
Syrup, though, really?
Syrup, yeah, the good stuff, man. You know, the $4 bottle. You know, not that great value. Yeah, the glass bottle.
The glass bottle.
Yeah, the good stuff. The real,
the 100% pure maple syrup.
Yeah, man. That some fucking underpaid Canadian serf fucking licked off of a tree.
I think they have a minimum wage in Canada that's decent, so.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure.
We gotta ask Fallon.
Yeah, we'll ask Fallon. I'm pretty sure they do.
Because Canada was started by white people. White people don't do things that are good for anybody.
They do things that are good for themselves, sometimes.
But then, like, their white neighbor next door, like, yo, fuck him. To some extent, it's like, yeah, like, there have been a few comedians that have said that, like, there's no real white man solidarity, and wherever there is, it's fucking scary.
Who the fuck were we just watching the other day?
Oh, Tom Segura.
That Park story had me dying.
Yeah, I see a white dude getting beat up. I don't know that guy.
Black people have solidarity. Someone starts jumping on a black guy, and another black guy who doesn't even know. I was like, well, we're black. I need to get involved. Like, I see a white man getting jumped. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, like, if I see a black person running, I'm like, oh, what are we running from?
What are we running from?
We're a team now. We're running from something. Scary things are happening.
Oh, God. Well, I think it was a Vine. Does Vine still exist? I don't even know. But it was like white people versus black people, and all you see is a black guy running across a parking lot, and every black person sees him, drops what they're doing, and immediately starts running in the same direction. And then they run past a bunch of white guys, and the white guys are like, huh, let's go see what happened.
Oh, fuck, I remember that. I think you sent me that in like, 15 or 2015 or something.
Yeah. That's white people versus black people right there.
Let's go investigate. And that's why white men don't want white women to have abortion rights or anything. They're like, we have to breed as much as possible because we're always doing shit that makes us die. We're just like, what are they, fucking hopping on boats and then getting scurvy and then coming back like, fuck, we need oranges. We're dying. Our legs are swollen. Like, just what white people bungee jump. They fucking bungee jump, man.
Skydive. Swim with sharks. Fucking.
Yeah, swim with sharks. Scott, run with the bulls. What the fuck? Rock climbing. You're not a mountain goat, motherfucker. You can't do that. Your nails are not like their nails. Yeah, but I got a grappling hook. Shut the climbing, what's that? Mount Kilimanjaro? Whichever one.
The one in, Everest.
Mount Everest? Why are you still doing that? Get in a helicopter, fly over it, take a picture, and go the fuck home. You invented helicopters. Use them. What's your problem?
I'm still tripping out about the Everest thing. When I found out there were dead bodies that they just can't get down, and they are actually now trail markers. Like, there is a trail marker called Green Boots or Green Coat because some nigga in a green coat died and has been there for 15 years.
What the fuck, yo. We need to GoFundMe ourselves a helicopter ride so we can get a hook and play like that game in the arcade where you're just reaching down trying to get a prize. There's money in some of them dead white people's pockets, I'm telling you.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, there's wallets in them pockets.
And they're really, really well preserved because everything's frozen year-round.
Woo. And I mean, and if it's currency of another country, whatever, exchange rate, I don't give a shit. I did a GoFundMe for the helicopter ride. Can we do that? Let's go fucking get some reparations off these dead bodies.
Honestly, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
There's another thing that I said that I'd like for you to take out of context. Just clip out, post it, and be like, this guy's problematic.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
We don't have any, we don't have editors or bosses. Nobody, we don't have segment producers. Like, nobody is here to say, nah, you guys can't do that. You can't title the episode that.
Whatever, even if somebody did say, I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do, nigga, I'm black. I ain't gotta do shit but stay black and die. All right, let's talk about getting reparations off these white bodies.
Yeah. We've gone so far from the story, Who listening right now can tell off the top of your head what the fuck story we were just covering?
Me, I can't.
You're looking at the screen.
I'm not looking at the screen. I'm looking at your face and laughing and wiping actual literal tears out of my eyes.
Yeah, I've got one itching at the left side of my left eye. Like,
that's because you have a hair or something on your eyelashes.
Oh, damn, nigga. So I can't even cry from laughing? I'm that jaded? Fucking Christ. When I finally cry again, we all gonna drown. Shit's backed up. Alright, so fucking...
Well, I mean, can you at least start in a red district?
No, I need to go start out there in Africa where they fucking have like 3 months of water left. Ooh. Yeah, you know that story. I forgot which nation. Mm-hmm. I was listening to it in the news earlier. So the story that we were covering was Willie Lopez... recording a sex worker having sex with him. So he's a 35-year-old individual, and he was arrested on January 15th on a Class B misdemeanor charge of prostitution. A number of the Waco Police Department Street Crimes Unit, Willie Lopez, was expected to stop prostitution, but instead he used it to his advantage. The McLennan County Sheriff's Office conducted an online prostitution buy bust operation on Backpage.com. Of all people, Willie Lopez took the bait and arranged to meet the undercover cop for paid sex at a lowball price of 60 doll hairs on January 12th. But Mr. Lopez spooked out and canceled the arrangement. But the warrant states that Mr. Lopez continued verbal interactions with the undercover cop for the next few days, eventually scheduling a casual meeting at a restaurant on January 15th near the Baylor University campus. At the restaurant, sheriff's deputies moved in to make the arrest. Deputies obtained a search warrant for Lopez's phone and discovered a video of him having a known prostitute, sex worker, motherfucker. But prostitutes, their propaganda word.
Yeah.
And also, and that's another thing where you could tell these are not leftists that run this website, or else they would have used sex worker.
Right.
So fucking libertarians.
Also, I'm just curious if she's gonna get arrested and get a charge now, since they seem to know who she is.
They'll probably just rape her. Mm. And arrest her. Do both.
Yeah.
Get you a cop that can do both. Fucking, at the rest of, they moved in. Excuse me.
Whoa.
They found the video. All right. And that was according to the warrant. And now the warrant states, quote, upon making contact, Lopez's cell phone was sitting in his lap with the screen open. Oh, shit. His shit wasn't locked. With the screen open, his phone was removed from his lap and secured as he was being detained. There was an open text app called Burner that did have open communication with the undercover cop active. Upon searching the Telio phone, video of a female known to me to be a prostitute. Wait, so you know what she does, but you haven't arrested her yet. How often do you know what she does a week, sir?
I just want to know how often you pay her for what she does.
And I mean, you know her biblically, sir. Fucking how often he pays her. I don't know. I don't think semen is currency.
Mm.
Upon searching the phone, the female known to me to be a prostitute enters the room and begins to talk to Lopez about the room. The two individuals then begin to have sexual intercourse on camera. Wait, did she know the camera was on?
Probably not.
So he probably had the shit propped up somewhere. So he this is like a wide angle shot.
Yeah, well, he probably did it so that he can always blackmail her later for free services.
Ah.
And of course, his personal masturbation stash.
Yeah, or sharing it with other good cops on the force. Like, ha, check out what I did. Hey, fucking guys. Now, now that Lopez has been burned himself. Oh, the writer of this article. Now that Lopez has been burned himself, he is now on administrative leave.
So he's not fired and he's still getting paid.
And not arrested. Oh, no, he did get arrested. But so he's on how you on administrative leave in jail? Nigga, you in jail? All right. And I like it. Notice how administrative leave doesn't have the word paid in front of it anymore.
Yeah.
Back when I'd read articles in 2011, 12 and whatnot, I always saw paid in front of them. They dropped that word. I guess that word just don't look good. It don't look no good. The Waco Police Department released this statement. This department has protocols in place. We take our responsibility seriously and will take appropriate action as necessary. The criminal justice system is in action and will take its course, end quote. Bullshit.
I mean, you think that automatically your protocol would be if you are a cop and you get arrested, you would automatically be fired. That seems like that should be the protocol, no?
In the world where William is emperor, if you are entrusted with such a job, which is a job of trust, to sort of, you know, try to keep folks from harming each other. Mm-hmm. Because also that's what you'd actually be doing, because in William's world, there is no ownership class that you're protecting from the laboring class. Mm. You're actually keeping people from harming each other. If you violate that trust, we cut you until you die, right there on the spot. Just wherever, you know, like whatever.
Bring back public stonings.
Yeah.
Maybe like a community event. Everybody gets a rock. This
doesn't have to be stones. Throw something. Whatever. Fucking old disc man. Shit. Fucking just throw stuff. Man. Yeah. But open, so it kind of cuts them when it hits them.
Hmm. Yeah. Throw old CDs.
Old CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking disc. Fucking, thrift stores and shit full of those. I tell you what. Mm. Yeah, old CDs. And you know what? Take the CD out of the case and throw both. That's two throws. That's two throws for the price of one.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fun, man. And then put this. And then put the booklets on the dead body. What?
And then call it community engagement.
See? We are leftist Orwellianists. Fucking, and in closing, Willie Lopez has since been released from the McLennan County Jail after posting $1,000 whole dollars bond.
Wow.
If convicted, he can be jailed up to 180 days. Lopez has been with the Waco Police Department for 5 years.
So 180 days. So that means county jail, not even prison.
And that's maybe. And then what? Fucking good behavior, overcrowding, whatever. Yeah. Get out in 30.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
$1,000. Wow. Okay.
Willie Lopez, you fucking fucker. AutoZone worker. This looks fun. Did you already check this one out?
I glanced.
What, is there audio video?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was about to say, there's audio video, then I need to load this up on the other laptop so it can come through in the shit for the stuff.
What?
Have you never seen things come through in the shit for the stuff before?
That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Really?
Really.
Did you expect me to make sense?
Yes, kind of.
You were going for that.
Our job is communication, essentially. We are communicating with our listeners.
It's 2018. We're going on like, come November this year, this podcast will have existed for 6 years. I think that this is working out. People are still tuning in to whatever the fuck this is.
I don't even know what the fuck this is. It's just some shit we do.
All right, let's go on into AutoZone. All right, and we're in South Georgia. After being fired from an AutoZone in South Georgia, a woman is suing its parent company, AutoZoners, all right, LLC, and this is for unlawful discrimination based on race. The suit was filed by the woman's attorney, Ian E. Smith, on Tuesday in the United States District Court in Atlanta. The woman claims that her rights under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and 1991 were violated. According to the suit, the woman, who is an Africanized McMurrican, says that she was fired after an incident where a white male customer shouted racist language and curse words at her. The woman employee as a driver and sales associate for the company
employed.
The woman, employed.
Yes.
Okay, the sentence does come together right. Yeah. I just wasn't ready. So she was employed as a driver and a sales associate for the company for a little less than a year, and she claims that the district manager told her to ignore the racist language and to suck it up. All right. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is not identifying the woman because she claims she was a victim of racism. Later that day, according to the suit, the woman met with AutoZone Human Resources, who advised her to just let it work itself out. and refused to investigate her complaint about the district manager's behavior. The woman then approached a different manager about what steps were necessary to resign. She says she did not formally resign and was simply inquiring about the process. The next day, March 5th, 2017, the district manager fired the woman, and according to the suit, the woman says that the district manager claims that he was accepting her two-week resignation immediately. When reached by the Atlanta Journal Constitution, the Roy Pullman, a spokesman for AutoZone, said, "We do not comment publicly on pending litigation." Mm-hmm. End quote.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what up?
Oh, I was just, this is just so typical that, you know, let it work itself out. Okay, well, we've been letting it work itself out for 400 years, 500 years. It's not working out.
Yeah. It's not. Smith, the that's Ian Smith, the woman's lawyer, said, "We prefer not to make a statement now," end quote. The suit was filed in Atlanta because AutoZone's registered agent is located in the metro area, but AutoZone may seek to move the case to the Middle District of Georgia in Valdosta. You hear a lot of rappers coming out of Valdosta?
Valdosta?
Repping the Val?
No. I do, however, know 6 white families from Valdosta.
Huh. I wonder if they'll be on the jury.
So move it from Atlanta to Valdosta.
We should actually try to make this story pop. Like, we should use our fucking social media following to push this one and put pressure on them. Like, we've got, like, what, social dissonance almost 30,000? You're fucking rocking it on Twitter. We're rocking it on Facebook. Let's tag people and push this fucking story. Fuck that. Put pressure on them. Like Scotty Reed did with Trayvon Martin. Like, never mind. Like, we have our disagreements with Scotty Reed. He's very fucking conservative. But, like, you know Trayvon Martin's name because of Scotty Reed.
Yep.
According to the suit, the incident leading to the woman's firing occurred on March 14th, 2017, when a regular commercial account customer called the AutoZone claiming that someone from the store had just called his phone. The woman answered and told the customer she was unable to determine who called him. She says the customer then began to curse at her and she hung up the telephone. The customer then drove to the AutoZone. Damn, nigga, that's some harassment, nigga. Drove to the AutoZone at 1016 East Jackson Street in Thomasville and confronted the woman. According to the suit, the white male customer called the woman a worthless piece of expletive and said, "I don't know why y'all have a bunch of racial epithet in here and in here that don't know nothing." And now you have a lady racial epithet in here, and she really knows nothing. Damn. Yo, black people, whenever you think a white person is about to ill out,
record it.
Yeah.
Facebook Live that shit. Fucking get Periscope that
every
shit.
Every time. Always. And then if you're a motherfucker and you're like at home on a laptop or something, and you catch that Facebook Live, download it.
Yes.
Always download, man. Download and re-upload everywhere. Continuing, according to the suit, the man also called her a black expletive and said Trump...
redundant.
He likes his expletives and racial epithets. He said, quote, "Trump is backing my money."
Oh, end quote. Cult 45 strikes again.
What does that sentence mean? Trump is backing my money? That sounds like when somebody said he's going to get his comeuppance. What the fuck does that mean?
I wonder how he feels about fiat currency.
Oh, fuck. I bet he has Bitcoin. Trump is backing my... And he also continued to quote. He said, "You mother expletives are about to get what you deserve." That's like a death threat.
That is a death threat.
Holy balls, man. An African-American female manager stepped between the man and the woman in an attempt to smooth things over, according to the suit.
How the fuck you that nigga just, okay, first harassed you on the phone, then showed up at your job to continue harassing you and threatened to kill you. How the fuck you gonna smooth that over?
This shit ain't smooth, nigga. Bet he got a gun in the car.
Bet he did.
Yeah. Fucking shit probably had in his pocket. fucking, let's see, Trump's back in my money, get what you deserve. She stepped in. The man then asked for the number to corporate, and the district manager and commercial manager arrived at the store shortly after.
Wait, this nigga called corporate and got the district manager to show up because he came in and called somebody a nigger?
A district manager and commercial manager. I didn't even know there were commercial managers.
Hold the fuck up, though. But how did he... The fucking whiteness, the audacity of whiteness.
Oh, that's a good book.
I showed up and called them niggers, and then I called corporate and got their managers to come in and yell at them because I called them niggers.
So basically, I was calling this nigger a nigger, and this other nigger gonna step in and try to get me to stop calling this nigger a nigger. Y'all better come down there and fix
this. What happened? And they did. Oh, man, the caucasity of it all.
Now, according to the suit, the district manager told the woman she was being rude to the customer and that, excuse me, and that when a commercial account came in, she is to do what they ask and not say anything else. Oh, commercial account. So he's
he's like a distributor for something? Or
he probably makes large orders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe he...
It's an AutoZone, so maybe like a...
He's a private mechanic or something?
Oh, and maybe he orders like an ass load of windshield wipers at one time or some shit like that. Or like he's like, I need 20 tires. He's that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's commerce, which is why it's commercial. Okay.
And
yeah.
That's obviously also why they want her to shut up and let herself be called a nigger without any consequence.
Yeah. Our money is more important than your humanity. And this is why we
capitalism.
Have. Right. That's why we talk about race and class, motherfuckers. And one thing I keep hearing, man, and like now Benjamin Dixon is joining this chorus, surprise, surprise, that they keep saying that there's all these people out here saying, don't talk about race, only talk about class. How come I'm never seeing them? Where are they?
That would be centrist Twitter. That would be the people still standing for Hillary. Yeah, that would be them.
That say, don't talk about race, only talk about class?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
I heard that was the Bernie Bros.
Allegedly, that was the Bernie Bros. But as we know, Bernie Bros are predominantly alt-right trolls. So, I mean, there's that. But no, that's a big thing, actually. A lot of the, like, black people that have really big, well, not bigger than mine, whatever, platforms on Twitter don't really talk about racism unless it's coming from the right. If it's, like... anything to do with class and capitalism, like straight up, there's a, you know what, let me find this dude. I believe his name is Marcus Johnson on Twitter. He straight up made a bunch of tweets about we can't fight racism and capitalism at the same time. So we shouldn't try. Like, yeah, they're fucking serious about that shit because they are fucking bourgeoisie motherfuckers and they want the class to stay where it is. So they'll argue about racism only when it's coming from the right, but there's no class intersection with race in their particular thing because they want to stay bourgeoisie.
Damn, these is grimy. Well, you know what? I mean, people that say shit that I disagree with keep saying your shit. Like, I don't want to be here and be like, fucking, have to talk about what I'm talking about. I think that's tacky.
Yeah, this dude has 48,000 followers on Twitter. And he straight up said, we can't fight racism and capitalism at the same time, so let's not even try.
Yep, and I almost said it again. I almost said it pays to be a sellout, but we got to start seeing if they were ever in before they sold out. Maybe they were never a sellout. They were just always a status quo-ish... all right, so he said do as they ask and say nothing else. The woman told the district manager what the customer had called her and told her, and she claims that quote, those were just words and to suck it up, end quote. In the suit, the woman claims that she was deprived of economic opportunities because of her race, and that and that the entire incident affected the psychological and physical well-being, and she is seeking a jury trial. Yeah, we should pop that. I'm going to keep this this tab open as we move forward, maybe do one more.
Yeah.
What's the one more? Which one is it, lady?
Oh, well, you wanted to do the one about the beach, right? Because we haven't done environmental news in a minute.
Oh, shit. Where is that? Up or down? Down. Down.
Oh, I guess, well, there's two, so whichever one you want to do.
All right. We'll go to the... This is coming off theguardian.com. And that's the funny thing, right? The Guardian, like... I think Greenwald is affiliated with them niggas.
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought he was just, what is he, Intercept?
Yeah. He fucks with the Guardian. Oh, they publish his shit.
Yeah.
And that's the funny shit, man. Because, like, the only time I ever read the Guardian is when it's in show notes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never read their shit. But the thing is, you got heads like Bob Seska that calls people like you and I the Greenwaldian left.
Yeah.
It's like, I never read Greenwald.
Yeah, I don't really either. Because I think at the end of the day, isn't he kind of like a libertarian?
Yeah,
he's just really obsessed with like facts.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Like, so I mean, sometimes I agree with him, and sometimes I think he's on point, but I don't know. Yeah, and then of course it's funny because I think that's just like a thing in general, is everyone is so quick to make these labels that they never like look at the nuances of what it actually means. Because I also follow Noah Berlatsky on Twitter, and Noah Berlatsky follows me, and him and Greenwald just have a beef. So I'm not sure at this point if I'm Berlatsky Twitter or Greenwald Twitter, because I still follow both of them. I don't know. I mean, I'm also a Bernie bro, but...
Yeah,
I'm also part of Black Leftist Twitter, which is anti-Bernie because Bernie is racist, and I'm anti-feminist Twitter, but I don't know. I'm like all these things that just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Ah, fuck. Welcome to being me, nigga. I have no idea. Like, I just jump on, like, keep my, like, a few episodes ago, I said it, sometimes it's good to kill a young white woman. Now, granted, I said that about the young white woman that was trying to kill a young black woman, so it was in retaliation of her behavior. but like, you
that
never
is a
know what I'm
sentence.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, welcome to fucking being me, where it's just like, fuck, wake up in the morning. What the fuck am I going to say today?
I don't know, man. Oh, and somebody put me on a list called Raging Misogynist. That's kind of cool. I am a raging misogynist.
You?
Yes.
Raging?
Raging.
I've heard the podcast. You're always joking.
I'm a raging misogynist.
Raging misogynist?
Yes, I am.
I've seen it. I've seen it. At times. You know, like we went to the movie theater and we were in line to get like fucking whatever Twizzlers and an icy drink and... Like, you saw that woman, and she had on, like, a dress, but it was kind of short, and you didn't like it, and you were like, get over here, B-word, and you lifted up her shirt and then smacked her on her butt cheeks, and then threw her down on the movie theater ropes that looked like bank ropes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you started to fucking hit her with a fucking, with milk duds.
I did.
Like, you took the individual milk duds out, and you were shoving them in her eyes. You're a very raging
totally
misogynist. These are things that Fiends Cleater does. Clip that audio out, too. Take it out of context. It's good.
You know, we say that now until somebody actually does clip shit out. It's gonna be like, oh man, how the fuck do we explain this
shit? I'll do it myself, man. Like, if I had enough time, I'd do that myself. That'd be a great episode, just clips of shit taken out of context. That'd be a great fucking episode.
And then, like, just season it with a little bit of some reasonable critiques.
Ooh, man, from a social dissonance.
Ooh. Yes.
There was one where I put up a post about, it was something like trans rights or something, and somebody was like, this fucking ableist bullshit, I'm not following. I was like, how'd you get ableist? Are you sure you're commenting on the right thing? Because, like, that's a mistake people make sometimes, where, like, because you have two things on your screen, and you're right. Like, I'm making a comment, and you don't know you commented on the wrong one.
Right.
Like, I made a post about a movie, and somebody was like, they named a politician, was like, he can go fuck himself and fuck that bill and fuck you for supporting it. And I was like, and I just typed under it, wrong thread. Said, oh yeah, my bad.
Yeah, that does happen. I don't know. It's weird on Facebook like that. I mean, it happens on Twitter too.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
wrong thread.
Yeah. Because, like, you can subthread under any tweet. So, yeah. Like, people will make, like, a Twitter thread, and then there's, like, 15 different subthreads under one tweet, and it's just like, ah, oh, man. Yeah, it could get a little wild. It could get a little wild.
All right. Fucking, let's environmentalize it. So the beach in Mumbai is looking much cleaner thanks to the efforts of local people to remove a tide of plastic waste that appears on the shore. Wait, Mumbai, where is that?
India.
Okay, I'm scrolling up to look at the picture. Okay, I was just seeing, like, are these fucking white kids out taking a trip and having some fun, or are these actual local people?
Oh, these are actual local people.
Yeah, looks like it. Okay. So, a regular group of people, including children, used equipment donated by Bollywood stars to scour a 3-kilometer sketch of Versova Beach every weekend, and have collected more than 12,000 tons of plastic since 2015.
That's a lot of fucking plastic.
Shit. And they barely scratched the surface of cleaning up the... But then where does it go? Back in the garbage?
I think they started some sort of recycling project where they're making something out of it. But I don't remember what it was. But maybe it's in this article.
Hell, compact the shit down and use it to make fucking house the homeless. Or use the buildings that are abandoned. Fucking...
Whoa.
Right?
Like, radical leftist.
Like, niggas know, like, I like to get fat, right? And there was a a Hostess outlet store that was on the route from where I lived and where I worked for a while, for 7 years, actually. But like 3 years into it, that store closed. And I just thought, I'm looking at it and I'm like, here's this empty building that, and I can see a light on in there. So I'm like, still has electricity and a bathroom in there. And here's a homeless person sleeping outside it.
Yep.
This is the world. Shit, and there might be a couple loaves of bread still good in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit,
but
man.
We can't just let people have things and they feel entitled to live well.
Oh, man. This fucking world. Which is like,
and I hate that. That's like that Christian shit of you're not entitled to anything. God wants you to work hard. God also punishes you to hell for eternity if you commit suicide. So it's like...
Wait, then why does God allow the lottery to exist?
Because obviously, if you're a good, virtuous person who works hard, you'll win.
Oh, then why does God allow trust funds to exist?
Because they were good, virtuous people who are providing for their offspring.
They were?
Obviously, because if they were bad, God wouldn't let them win.
Didn't they fornicate and murder? And sloth?
Murder's allowed in the Bible.
No, not if you're a regular Joe. Safine.
Okay, if you're a soldier.
Donald Trump's father wasn't a soldier.
But he was rich.
Okay, what about Bill Gates' offspring? Bill Gates ain't no damn soldier.
But Bill Gates is a good, virtuous person.
He is. Why?
Because he's rich.
That this is their thinking. And you know what? And that's fucking so-called left-winger thinking as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, I mean, these people are still invested in the life is mostly fair. So if you get rich, it's because you worked really hard. And maybe you had a few lucky breaks that somebody else didn't get, but for the most part, you worked really hard and you earned whatever you have. And that's why Jeff Bezos works literally 50,000 times harder than we do. Every minute.
Right now, he's cranking out 15 articles for the Washington Post because he owns that. That's obviously him. You know how many warehouses he works in a day?
Yes, he works in all of his warehouses.
Jesus what? Christ. Yeah.
You know that.
When I ordered, I got that little studio piece, that little microphone jack, and I got it from Amazon, like I had it tested for fingerprints, and those were fucking Jeff Bezos' fingerprints.
He packaged it himself.
Yeah, and he signed it, and he was like, "Love Bezos, smooches, XOXO."
Really?
Like, yeah.
That's what he did?
That's how he signs off.
Okay.
He puts a smiley face on the other side. Nice guy.
Uh-huh.
Nice fucking guy. The yes. Waltons, like, they cashed me out. The Walton family, when I was at Walmart, down at the Walmarts getting some groceries, yeah, they were like, "Hey, welcome to my store. My family owns this, and I work here because it's a family business, and it's good to employ your family members."
Of course I can't find the fucking thread now, but somebody did an actual comparison of how much harder Jeff Bezos would be working than everybody else per minute if he actually earned all his wealth. I can't find that. However, I did find this tweet, which says, Jeff Bezos made $2.8 billion the day after his company introduced technology that eliminates the need for cashiers. All cashiers in America make an average of $210 million a day. So he made $2.8 billion by eliminating 210 million paychecks.
Sure.
Yay!
Capitalism. Yeah, we got away from this story. So this regular group of people, right, they're getting plastic off of Versova Beach every weekend. Their work highlights the growing problem of plastic in the seas. Blamed for killing millions of sea creatures every year and threatening the plankton and small fish in the fountains. The small fish at the foundations of the marine food chain. Now, researchers have calculated that 90% of the plastic refuse deposited in the world's seas dominated by tiny pellets, plastic bags, and packaging. Guess what industry I work in? Packaging.
Yes.
And we throw away a lot of... And think about that. That's the plastic that we throw away when we're just... That's just our general waste. Then there's the tape that gets thrown away. Mm-hmm. And then there's the fact that the shit gets shipped out to market so you can buy it, eat the food-like product out of it, your fucking Sour Patch Kids, yep, and then throw that plastic away. So it all goes into garbage at some point in time.
And then, like, the most messed up thing is packaging is so important because that's a marketing thing to make it look as appealing as possible to get people to buy it. Like, there are people who get paid to create more packaging to sell crap.
Yep. I literally got promoted in the crap industry.
Promotion. I'm going to go back to capitalism is just cancer, uncontrolled growth for the sake of growth.
All right. It's good. It's good stuff. It's fucking great stories. I hope everybody's feeling happy. But like, we took a good story and fucked it all up. This is no longer good news. Because we won't let it. We won't
help ourselves.
At this point, it is appropriate for someone to come in and say, just let people enjoy things. Like, at this moment, it's okay. Any other time, go fuck yourself.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows everywhere.
Oh, man, I'm gonna play that record. I like that shit. Fucking... So researchers have calculated that 90% of the plastic refuse deposited in the world's seas, dominated by tiny pellets, plastic bags, and packaging, comes from just 10 rivers, 2 in Africa and 8 in Asia. They blame poor or non-existent waste collection.
Whew.
And a lack of education among the tens of millions of people living upstream in chronic poverty. Wait, who's sending the plastic to them? They're not just making the, like, right? These people in poverty are not, like, waking up in the morning and just, like, rubbing two rocks together and making plastic. Like, the fucking plastic is coming from somewhere. I work in a factory. I know where it's coming from.
Yep.
A lot of this bullshit comes from the heartland of the United States, right here in the Midwest.
Well, I'm sure that their stuff probably comes from their own countries.
No, you probably, especially, what, like, because the Chinese, they have factories in Africa, right?
Everybody has factories in Africa.
God damn.
Yeah.
Being African is, like, the worst thing.
I don't know, we might end up moving to Africa.
Oh, you said somebody said they will pay for you to go back. Did they get back at you?
No. Somebody else commented, though, and was like, this is a great idea. Do you promise you'll leave? I'm like, bitch, do you promise you'll pay me? I will leave if you fucking pay me enough.
I'll totally not do it. Like, they'll give me like $5 million to go back to Africa. I will fucking go start my small socialist neighborhood somewhere in Washington State. I'll totally
just
do,
like,
it.
Like, legally change your name and shit.
Yeah, South Puget Sound. Like, I'm not gonna fucking do it. We're under no contract.
That's true.
Yeah, there is no legal contract. There's no fucking lawyers. I just basically said, trust me, and then I betrayed you.
I'm being white.
we'll just let the thing play itself out. Let's just ride this thing out.
And then just change your name to something super white and just start claiming white on the census and shit. Like, you know, change your name to, I don't know, fucking
just change my last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really, like, when you, don't front on yourself, when you hear Jackson, Miller, Washington, you think black person. No,
I don't.
You don't?
Because I know so many white Jacksons.
I never met a white Jackson.
Well, I lived around more white people than you for longer.
I've only had a white Jackson in my pocket every once in a while.
Had a, wow.
yeah, a dead white man in my pocket.
Neighbors across the street, their name was Jackson. Oh, and it was a white family. They were Catholic. They're very nice people.
Catholic? How did they get the name Jackson? How did they become Catholic?
I don't...
Because Jackson, that's still like British English. And aren't they like puritanical?
I don't know, maybe they changed it to Jackson. Maybe they were fucking like Irish or something at first. A lot of Irish people used to be Catholic.
Oh, like dropped the accent and said, we will assimilate because we're fucking white.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, back to making this good story good. Fucking, while considerable areas of the beach are still polluted by the plastic, the Sunday afternoon cleanups have achieved a lot. Once plastic reached waist high.
Jesus Christ!
Now couples stroll and children can play cricket on the shore.
Waist high? Nigga.
Waist high. And but if they're still clean, that means they're still garbage. So children are playing cricket in garbage.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, if it's coming from these rivers, the people there haven't stopped dropping shit in the river. So it's just going to keep coming, right?
Yes. Here's a quote from Titiksha Cabra. Titiksha Cabra. She said, we are clearing up the mess created by our parents. Oh, she's 15. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Shade him. Shade him. Welcome to it. Fucking, I don't want to call her a millennial. I'm a millennial, and she's fucking, what, 15? So she's, like, 19 years younger than me? What?
Yeah, that's the thing. I fucking, they, like, we got to, like, 1981, like, oh, everybody born now is a millennial. I'm like, can we have more generations, please? Because...
Yeah, let's have a cutoff. 1991. Before, I think I was saying, like, 1987. I'll take it up to 91. If you're born after 91, you're not a millennial.
Yeah, I was 81 to 91. Like, you were roughly close to being a cognizant adult around the actual millennium.
Yeah, like, if you're born after 91, we'll say that you're a, I don't know, something, an internetarian.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Because you basically had a childhood with the internet, and you had preteens with fucking fast internet.
Yeah.
I had a childhood with a television with knobs on it.
Yes. You had to fucking move the antennas around and shit.
Oh, put a Pepsi can on them. White trashy household beer can.
We had to move them when it snowed outside. Like, I don't know, just fuck things up, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it was from that, and then it was fucking, like, what, learning to gradually use the computers with the typing and, like, what, like, third grade, fourth grade, it was fucking, playing, like, Carmen Sandiego and shit.
I first learned to type on a word processor, man. We didn't even have a computer.
We had a nice school district.
Oh, my mother just had a word processor.
Oh, yeah, no, we learned it in school because we had a well-funded school district, and then, you know, from there, it just went on, like, fucking dial-up, Jesus, floppy disks.
Oregon Trail. William has died of god damn it, I fucking died again. It's bullshit.
Carmen Sandiego was my shit though.
I only like the acapella song. That's about it. It ends there.
I think I just liked it because I was a nerd, because I was like, ooh, I'm finding more places to read about, you know.
For me that was a video game, Where's Mario, where you literally, like, went across the planet learning about shit, trying to find Mario.
Yes.
All right, making this story good again. Make this story great again. Make rappers rap again. If we don't want our generations to face the problem of plastic, we have to come here and clean it up. Throw the shade, teenager. What was her name? Titiksha. Plastic pollution has fast risen up the environmental and political agenda, and the issue was given prominence by the latest British Broadcasting, BBC Blue Planet series presented by David Attenborough. We might actually have that.
We do. And you know what? They're making another one, and I think it's going to be in February. So we should watch it.
Yeah, we got that for the child for Christmas, yeah. Which I don't know what we're doing about the birthday because he's bad. Ugh. Like it's weird. It's like actually bad.
Yeah.
And that's why the podcast schedule is going to change and some of the program is going to change, because now in the afternoon when we would typically record a program, Phoenix Kalita is going to be with him, and either I will record a short solo program and get the news and comment up there, or I'll take a nap and then get up and then we'll do the program after he's sent to bed.
Yeah,
but now Phoenix Kalita just has to spend a lot more time with him. And then thanks to you folks on the Patreon and the PayPal, come June, she can quit that job and she'll be, and that what's real good about that, because it's June, mm-hmm. So you'll have the whole summer with him with no school, so you have full days with him.
Yes.
Think about that. You don't have to go to fucking work anymore.
And no visitors.
No, yeah.
Because they were there again on Friday, and I was like, and then he was there, and they were there, and I was like, no, separate out, don't speak to each other.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, you should start bringing the big headphones and just put them on him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just be like, no, he has the headphones on, and then put him in a chair behind you and be like, don't touch me and don't try to reach him.
Yep. Because it's...
Yeah, what, they're all huggy and shit?
Oh, yeah. I just want to give him a hug. No. No.
Oh, you don't let him?
No. Yeah, I keep telling him no. And it's like, and then he gets upset and cries, and it's just... It's fucking stressful.
Yep. Yeah. I can't, I mean, I'd want you to, but I can't just make you kind of harden up and just be like, eh, fuck said no, fuck yourself.
Oh, I'm kind of reaching that point, but it's still stressful. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because like, I see tears, so I'm like, well, those will dry up. It'll dry, your face will feel a little tight and crusty.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you rinse that off.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like just, it's just really chaotic, and it was, well, he can just, no, he can't. He can just come over, no, he can't. Can I just talk? No, you can't talk to him. Can I just give him a hug? No, you can't give him a hug. Well, can I give him? No, you can't give him any toys. You can't give him any presents. Can't
fuck,
give him
anything. Fuck, he was out of school again?
Yeah. Oh, I just didn't even send him on Friday because 2/3 of the class has the flu, and I was like, not even going to into that petri dish of
yeah,
because
that's going to make you sick.
Yeah. Yeah, because this class has like 22 kids, and 11 kids were out. That was literally half the class, and I was like, no, I'm not even...
Yeah, and they need to have sanitized that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because the kids are fucking sneezing and snotting all
over
everything.
Yeah, like, the school actually emailed parents to let us know how many kids have the flu. And they're like, so if you do want to keep your kid home, the school actually emailed people to tell them that. Like, that's how many kids are sick.
I bet it's more people just kind of aloof and not paying attention. This is just, and mostly this is me projecting. People are aloof and not paying attention and just sort of rolling along with the day-to-day hustle and struggle. More so than it's anti-vaxxers, because I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I never get vaccinated because it's not on my mind.
Well, I think the thing though this year, because see, this is, I don't think a lot of people know this about flu shots, is that there's a really good chance that they won't work because there's like 50,000 strains of the flu, but in the flu shot they do like a predictive measure of, we think these are going to be like the 5 strains that are going to be the main ones this year. So that's what's in the flu shot. But if it's not one of those 5 strains, nigga, you on your own. Because a bunch of people do get flu shots. Like, doctors push them all the time. But the strains that are actually hitting this year are not the strains that were in the vaccine. And that's happened before. Because they just kind of guess what strains are coming. Because there's so many variants of the flu. And if they're wrong, then we kind of have what we're having now. Which is, like, a bunch of people have the flu. And I think, like, 22 kids across the country have died so far from the flu.
That's what's ill, is that this thing keeps evolving and making new strains of itself.
Yeah.
And that's just something that came from Earth. Like, it's, the planet is trying to kill us.
I mean, if I was a planet, I'd try to kill us too. We kind of suck. Like, honestly. Yeah.
It's but, like, fuck it. Bigger hurricane. Fuck it. Like, get rid of these motherfuckers until the Europeans go back to Europe. That's what the planet is actually saying.
That is what the planet is actually saying.
So go home. Go to your motherland. You can do the river dance there.
Please go.
Fucking dance your dance. Eat your fucking your potato soup or whatever the fuck it is you're doing. Oh, man. Fucking paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. We don't pretend to be activists. We're just straight up entertainers. Did we entertain you? Please subscribe, motherfuckers. All right. Phoenix Cleater needs to quit that job.
Yes.
But we'll wait till June so that we can apply for a new place.
Yes.
Move. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll keep working. I may have an opportunity to test for another promotion. But I mean, fucking that many promotions like that, that's a lot. Like, I already got 2 promotions in less than a year. Like, a third one, that's just excessive. Like, that's showing off at that point. So I'm not expecting to get this next one.
Hmm.
It's just a whole lot of maybe, might, and probably, could be, who knows. All right, fuckos.